Let's check in now with Greenwood High School girls basketball coach Trevor Weitrick. The Indians off to a good start once again this year. Coach, before we talk about this year's ball club, I want to go back to last year. You had a very good season last season. Your first winning season at Greenwood, I think, since 2012, and you've had some rough years intervening there. But what does it mean to you to see that team resurrect like that, come back and play so well, and really establish itself once again as you did last year?
Yeah, it really boiled back down to the youth program. So last year was my fifth year as the varsity coach, and I did 2 years prior for JV. So I had 7 years of working with the youth, and it finally paid dividends, I think, finally last year with those seniors. And it's still paying off.
Mm-hmm. And your team's still doing pretty well this year. Tell us about your start and what you've done well on the floor so far this year.
Yeah, we started with Pacelli, our first game, and then had a Nielsville and Owen Withy to back that up. So our start wasn't as great as it should have been, but we had a six-game win streak since then. And girls been playing well. We look to the inside game, obviously. We've got three bigs that average double digits. So, we look into that. You know, Columbus is going to look to the outside game, so it should be fun tonight.
Tell us about some of these young ladies on your team and what they mean to your success this year.
Tyson Littner is a senior. She's a four-year starter. She's been averaging 17 points a game and 15 rebounds a game. Our offense, our game plan goes through her. She's followed up with Tatum Travis, a junior. If they're going to, look to contain Tyson, Tatum is just as capable and willing and able to take over that that box score from Tyson. So and that's kind of what we lean on. We can shoot, but we tend not to if we have those two bigs on the inside.
It sounds like you're playing a style of basketball that's a bit unusual today. You know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, it would be right in line with everybody else. But today with the three-point shot and people playing the outside game, it's a bit unusual. How is it for you and your program to play more of an older style of basketball?
Yeah, it does. It reminds you of the, pre-1987 offenses before that three-point line came in. And it was an adjustment for me because we do, we did play some dribble drive and some advantage of that.
Can you talk about, Coach, your guard play and what their play has meant to your success with those three big players this year?
Well, they take care of the ball very well, and so that's key in getting their offense set up is they can get it, even with a little pressure, they've got the capability to set up the offense, and they are capable shooters. So if people are going to sink in on us and just pack the lane, then we're going to shoot.